Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declared Victory. Who's on the line with me this morning?
This is Kimberly. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I hope you guys have a wonderful week.
Oh, you do likewise.
Good morning, Barbara. Grateful Deborah Evans. Good morning.
Good morning, Grateful Deborah Evans.
Good morning.
Good morning, Yvonne. Yes, he is good all the time. And he definitely got your back. Good morning. Welcome to Declared Victory. Who else is on the line? Good morning. Welcome to Declared Victory. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
End of the month. Who is this?
Shining Tashina.
Hi, Tashina. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Good to hear your voice this morning.
Good to hear your sound as well.
Happy Monday. This is Sister Yvonne.
Good morning. Happy Monday, Sister Yvonne. Good morning. Welcome to Declared Victory. How's everyone
doing?
Good morning,
Michael.
Good morning, Brother Michael. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Good to hear your sound this morning. Good morning. Welcome to Declared Victory. Who's on the line with me this morning?
Good morning. This is Juanita.
Good morning, Juanita.
Good morning. Happy Monday. It's Yvette Marquette.
Good morning, Yvette Marquette. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Good morning, Juanita and DV family. This is Kat. Good morning.
Good morning, Kat. Good morning. Welcome to Declared Victory. Who's on the line? Welcome to this magnificent Monday. God has blessed us to see another day. Good morning. Welcome to Declared Victory. Who's on the line? Good morning. Welcome to Declared Victory. Happy Magnificent Monday.
Good morning, Ms. B. Good morning, Declared Victory. It is a magnificent, motivated Monday. Have a great day, everybody.
Good morning. You too. We gonna have a great day because we woke up and we breathing and walking and talking. God be the glory. Good morning. Welcome to Declared Victory. Who's on the line this morning?
Good morning. This is Kevin.
Good morning, Kevin.
Good
to hear your sound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Does anyone else want to say good morning before I get started? Well, okay, it's time for me to get started with the call. Before we move forward, I ask everyone to put their phones on mute so that we can proceed and the call can be preserved, or we can hear everyone. My name is Barbara Cockrell, better known as Miss B. I'm your host today. Thank you for joining us here on Declared Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Friday starting at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Be sure to stay tuned in during the last couple of days of April, where our monthly theme is entitled The Power of Agreement. Each declare focuses will be on the effectiveness of the power of agreement with the truth of God's word and its benefits to advancing the kingdom of God. Make sure you invite a friend so they can be blessed too. There is one announcement today. First, please join us tonight and every Monday night for Marriage Matters, for married couples and married hopefuls. You can call in to this same phone number tonight at 6:30 to 7:30 Pacific Standard Time, 8:30 to 9:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 to 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, and you will be happy that you did. There were no new prayer requests on our call, and I didn't get any spoken prayer requests. But I would like for us to continue to pray for Elizabeth for her trip to Orlando, and for JC's grandson, Garyon, for school. He has given up, and we don't want our young men to give up. The order of the call is prayer and corporate praise will be brought to you by myself. The declaration will be brought to you by Rochelle. Then we will go right into closing comments hosted by the declarer. The order of the call is prayer and corporate praise will be brought by Barbara. The declaration will be brought by Rochelle. Then we will go right into closing comments hosted by the declarer. Our scripture for today is 1 John 4:18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his most holy word. At this time, I ask you to be sure that your phones are on mute until asked to take your phones off of mute, and I will begin to pray. Most gracious Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning once again, Lord, thanking you, Father, for allowing us to wake up and see another day. Thanking you, Father, for your grace and your mercy and your love. I lift up the Declared Victory team to you, Lord, thanking you for each one, Lord, asking you to continue to touch and bless and anoint Dion, Lord, and her family. I lift her family up to you, Lord. I lift all of our ministers that are involved with us on this call, Lord Jesus, thanking you for them, Lord. I lift up our president and his cabinet. I lift up our firemen. I lift up our city workers, Lord. I lift up all of our workers that are in the medical field, Lord. I lift up our scientists to you, Lord. I lift up everyone that is under the sound of my voice, Lord, There were no spoken prayer requests, Father, but I know that you know what's going on in each of our lives, Lord, and I just ask you to be with us, Lord. Show us how to be like you want us to be, Lord. Create in me, Father, a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me so that you hear my prayer this morning, Lord. I ask you to forgive me of any wrongdoings I've done by thought, word, or deed so that you can hear me, Lord Jesus. I just pray this morning that Elizabeth and her family has a wonderful trip to Orlando and bring them back safely home, Lord Jesus. I lift up Garyon, Lord, asking you, Father, to touch that young man's mind, Lord. In fact, I lift up all of our young people, Lord, thanking you for them, Lord, asking you to put a hedge around each one of them, Lord, and touch their minds and their hearts to help them know that you love them, Lord, and that they need you, Father, and don't give up. Whatever we do, we can't give up because we have to realize that you love us, Lord, and that you are directing things. No matter how crazy things look, you are still in control of things, Father, and I just thank you for that, Lord. As we continue to pray, take our phones off of mute and praise the Lord this morning, I just am thanking you this morning. I'm so thankful, Father, that you love us, Lord. I'm thankful that you are with us, Father. We leave you, but you never leave us, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you for that, Lord. I lift up those that are in bereavement, Lord Jesus. Those that need healing this morning, Lord. Go into those hospital rooms and go into those nursing homes and touch them with your healing hand, Lord Jesus. For we need you this morning, Lord. I pray that something will be said this morning that will touch someone's heart to realize that they can't make it in this world without you, Lord, and that we need you in our lives. We each need to have our own personal relationship with you, Lord, because you are our Savior. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are our banner, Lord. You are our everything, Lord. Thank you for your word, Lord Jesus. For in your word it says you are our shepherd, Lord, and you look after us and you protect us, Lord Jesus. And I just thank you. I'm so thankful this morning, Lord, for how you touch us and agree with us, Lord, and point us in the right direction, Lord Jesus. I just thank you this morning. Lord, I just lift Rochelle up to you this morning, Father, asking you to continue to put a hedge around her, Lord. Touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. Anoint her mind, Lord Jesus. Give her the words to say this morning, Lord. And I just thank you for her commitment, Lord Jesus. I just ask these things in Jesus' name as I pass the call to Rochelle.
Thank you, Ms. B. Can we just take a moment and take our phones off and just give God the praise that is due unto him? We know that prayer is essential in our daily lives. So come off mute and
hallelujah.
Give God the glory that is due unto him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for this day, this opportunity,
Lord God,
to come.
Hallelujah.
Come boldly to your throne of grace, oh God. Hallelujah.
We have
been set Abundantly above all, and we can ask you to think about that. Lord, you bless them.
Thank you.
We continue, oh God, to give you all bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus, for being with us. Thank you that we can call on you, oh God, that you are God that never slumbers, that never sleeps. Lord, we bless your holy, magnificent name. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for meeting in this place. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to come before you, oh God. Hallelujah, to break bread with my brothers and sisters, to share the good news of your word, oh God, to be able to call on you, oh God, and know that you are a God that hears, oh God, that answers, that makes free, oh God, that gives us and helps us in every area of our lives. If we trust you, if we have faith in you, and if we use your word, hallelujah, Lord, we thank you. Lord, I ask that you hide me behind the cross, oh God. Lord, that your word come forth, oh God, that your word would penetrate the hearts of your people, oh God. Lord, it is not me. I just come to be a vessel, hallelujah, to be used for your glory. And Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to serve you, oh God. Lord, and I pray that I serve you well. Lord, I love you and I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning. Let me see. Miss Barbara, can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you. I thank you for greeting and praying this morning. I tell you, honey, we are workers in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Here on earth, getting on our way up to being with our Father. So thank you. So we have been learning all month long. We have today and tomorrow to learn about the power of agreement. We have walked through being in agreement, taken away, not coming out of agreement with certain things. We've learned the Lord's Prayer. But today, the Lord just imparted and gave me about prayer. So you said it. The title is The Power of Agreement. You said it. What did you expect? So you know me, I have to do definitions, because how can you understand or believe something if you don't know what it means? So Google's definition for prayer is a conversation with God that involves talking to and listening to God. The Bible describes prayer as seeking God's favor, pouring out one's soul to the Lord, crying out to heaven, drawing near to God. The most common position that we're familiar with is kneeling before the Father. There are other positions or postures, but the most important takeaway is the act to pray. Asking God to do what he has already promised to do, have done, will continue to do. A spiritual communication with God in worship, like supplication, humbling ourselves, seeking God in his infinite power to help, for his help and favor. When we pray, we are communicating with God by praising him, thanking him, and asking him for yourself or for someone else, for our needs and or desires. When we pray, we engage in a loving fellowship with our Creator. DesiringGod.org said it like this: God has established prayer as the means by which we receive his supernatural help. Prayer must be central, the center of our lives by way of the Holy Spirit. Commit yourselves to pray. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, King James Version says, pray without ceasing. 17 and 18, pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
prayer must be the foundation of every believer. Britannica's definition said, prayer is an act of communication by humans with the sacred holy God in God's supernatural power. I thought it was funny when I thought about this. I was like, okay, so do we ever see like animals or anything else praying? We don't know. Sometimes they close their eyes and go to sleep. We don't know. They could be praying too. It hasn't been proven that it's true or not. But everything that has breath should be praying and communicating with the Lord. Birds sing. So we may not see it as praying, but it's communicating with the Lord. Good thought. Prayer is the one thing that no one religion can take ownership of. In each and every religion, this one act is agreed across the board that it is essential in every belief. James 5 and 16, the Amplified says, therefore, confess your sins one to another, your false steps, your offenses, and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored. The heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man, the believer, which is you, is able to accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God. It is dynamic and can have tremendous power. Commit yourself to pray. James 5 and 16, it says, it talks about the effective and effectual. It means capable of having power to produce a desired result. Fervent, passionate, constant, and intense. And it says availeth. To use or take advantage of an opportunity or to produce result with a benefit or an effect. It's when we choose to use our opportunity to communicate well with Abba and to do good or speak well to produce or bring about good benefits through our lives. Hebrews 11 and 6. Let me read this real quick before I go there. Some characteristics of effective prayer includes faith, right motives, and posture of your will be done. Some obstacles to prayer include false motives, forgetting why prayer matters, not feeling heard by God, not knowing what to say, or not being able to focus. But prayer is essential. Our hearts just have to be right. The words, if we use the word, it'll put us in right position. Hebrews 11 and 6 in King James says, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder to them that diligently seek him. I pause that he is because he says it twice. But he put a comma or dots behind it. That means you can put in whatever you want, because whatever he has been, your experience of him, that he is a near and present help, that he is the one that you call on when you're in distress, that he is the one that can do anything but fail. I would agree. Prayer that brings results must be based on the word of God. In my devotional time, I read the YouVerse plans with my prayer partner. And one of them that I came about, and I like the way, and I think we may have heard it before, but I'm gonna read it again today. And it's from YouVerse, and it's one of the plans that says praying effectively. And it lists the acronym PRAY, P-R-A-Y. The first letter P in the word pray, which stands for praise. Psalms 100, 1 through 4. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is good. It is he who made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. Verse 2, come before his presence with singing. And in verse 4, notice that the words enter into, in other words, praise is how you are to enter God's presence. It is the best way to begin your prayer. The R, which stands for repent. By repentance and prayer, taking the time before God to search our heart and repent of anything that has come between you and him. Psalms 19, 12 and 13. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse me from secret faults. Keep back your servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then I shall be blameless and I shall be innocent of great transgression. Sometimes we can allow attitudes to get into our hearts that we don't realize are inconsistent with God's character. Or sometimes we can do and say things that are detrimental not only to us, but to others, and not really understand the damage we have done. And I repent of it quickly when you understand that it has been, that it was wrong, and just repent. So when you pray, ask God to reveal any sin in your life you may be overlooking. God will honor your heart of repentance. The A, ask. When your heart is clean, you can have confidence before God when you ask. 1 John 3:21-22. Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence toward God. And whatever we ask, we receive from him. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight, he grants our prayers. He hears our prayers. In John 15 and 7, he says, your request must be consistent in harmony with his word. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. And finally, John 16, 23 and 24. And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. And it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks, it will be open. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to you who ask of him? A couple years back when I first said yes to the Lord and really knew that it was really, really time that, you know, I used to watch a lot of Joyce Myers, and I think we all did, because we could relate to her a little bit. She was funny and she helped us to, she breaks the word down. She's still here. And one day I was watching her and I was just like, and she mentioned something about speaking in tongues. And I was like, ah, I want to speak in tongues. So I was just like, oh, okay, man, I wish I could speak in tongues. So I was watching her still, and maybe a next day or a couple days later, she made an announcement that she was going on tour, and she was going to be touring in Sacramento. That ain't nothing but 45 minutes away. I was like, what? And it was free? Oh, yeah, we like free 99. So I was like, okay, Lord, I'm going. That morning, I woke up late. Now, mind you, it's 45 minutes to an hour. Woke up late. Got dressed. I said, I'm going anyway. Got dressed, got on the highway. I pulled in the parking lot. My car was the only car moving. Everybody else was parked. I said, oh, okay, okay. So I walked in the auditorium, and I was looking for a seat. And it's these group of ladies was like, you got a seat? And I said, no. She said, come. They said, come over here and sit with us. See what? I was like, I don't know these people. It wasn't about what I wanted. It was a setup that was happening. So I went and I sat amongst these ladies, and, you know, they began to introduce themselves, and they was like, what's your name? And I said, Rochelle. And they was like, oh, you excited to be here? Where'd you come from? Did you come by yourself? What are you expecting? I was just like, golly, is this going to happen the whole time? So I sat down, and then this one lady looked over at me and she said, have you ever experienced the Holy Spirit? Do you have the gift of tongues? I said, I just kind of looked. I was just like, no. I said, I'm expecting to be filled today and receive the gift of tongues. Long story short, Joyce Myers began to teach. She went into a worship mode, and guess who got their tongues? Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But it was because I asked and prayed. It's because I desired. And not only that, though, but the biggest thing for me is that God's setup had these ladies waiting for me. It might sound crazy. It is, but it ain't. To have them to surround, just be around me and encourage me to be able to get the expectation and the desire that I was looking for. And as I began to learn to speak in tongues at that moment, they were worshiping and calling forth the tongues and praying and thanking the Lord with me. If I tell y'all, it was an experience that was just out of this world. So I thought about it. I said, God, you know, you never know, you guys. You never know. You might be entertaining angels unaware. So I knew right then and there that that scripture was real, that they were sitting there waiting for me and to help me in the thing that I desired to become closer to God. Matthew 7:11 says, if ye then being, Hebrews 11:6, you must believe that he is a rewarder to those who diligently seek him. I knew he was a rewarder, but because I experienced him, you know, not being able to, you know, run out of gas and do all that other stuff. But in the things and the spiritual things and things that take halt, you know, things that not running out of gas matter, but the spiritual things that sustain us through life was huge. We talked about the P, we talked about the R, we talked about the A and the Y. The Y stands for yield. Yield is when we stop talking and when we wait, listen, and seek to hear from God. Psalms 37:4. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he shall give you the desires of your heart. Now, the Hebrew word for delight in this verse literally means to become soft or pliable. This means that delighting in the Lord is assuming a yielded posture before God. That's your heart. That means to sit still, to give away, you know, to get the desire, y'all, everything that's going on in your mind, and focus only on God so that you can be able to hear. Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God. To agree with his word, what it means is, how it activates the power of God through our faith in him, that he is, he was, he has been faithful. We think about, I thought about Jesus when he went in the wilderness and he was tempted. And each time, you know, the enemy tried to tempt him with, you know, the things that he thought he could tempt Jesus with, that he had more power than Jesus, that he had the things that, you know, would make Jesus, you know, get off his, knock him off his assignment. In Matthew 4:4, when Jesus was hungry, Jesus, he asked him, he said, you want a bread? You want a loaf of bread? What do you want? What do you want? I'll give it to you. Not knowing who he was talking to. But Jesus answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The word of God. The word of God. If he had gotten hurt, for us, it's in our afflictions, infirmities, our hurts, our pains, our temptations, sin, the sinful things that we do. Matthew 4:7-10, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence behind, Satan. For it is written, we shall worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall we serve. Some things are non-negotiable in prayer time and in striving for effective prayer. The things that are non-negotiable: praise, confession, repentance, forgiveness, asking, and yielding. When people come and ask you for prayer, stop and pray. If you can't do nothing but say, Jesus, honor her heart. Lord, I'm calling on you for her. I'm calling on you for him. Whatever it is, Lord, everybody should know that Jesus is Lord, that his blood still works, that he came to save us. Everybody should know. When people ask for prayer, stop and pray. Whatever it is, if you don't know what to pray, ask the Holy Spirit. You actually failed in agreement if you don't fail if you call on his name. If you don't know what to pray, then yield and ask the Holy Spirit. And even I've learned that sometimes when I'm in a hurry, or you know, I'm always running somewhere, that I will, if I don't stay right there and pray, I pray as I'm going wherever it is. Prayer, and if you don't have a prayer life and your connection is faulty concerning hearing the Holy Spirit, then call on the name of Jesus and let him know you're coming on behalf of that person asking in prayer. Lord Jesus, you know all the things, so I place them, their desires, their problems, whatever it is that they're coming, I place them in your hands. Lord, you know what they're going through, what they're struggling with. So I plead your blood for them. I come to you on their behalf. Matthew 18:18. Verily I say unto you, whatever ye shall bind on earth shall be bind in heaven, and whatever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. If that person asks you for prayer, then they're believing God for something, and they may see the light that you should be shining, that glorifies him, that drew them to you to be able to ask for prayer. Do you know what you can never go wrong by praying God's word? Praying God's word. Once we begin to pray, then we are inviting the Holy Spirit to speak through us. Remember, we have to praise, we have to repent, we have to ask, and we have to yield so we'll be able to hear him. Moving on down to Matthew 18:19-20. Again, I say unto you that if two believers on earth agree, that is, are of one mind in harmony about anything that they ask within the will of God, it will be done for them by our Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in his name, meeting together as followers, as believers, he's there among them in the midst. Be excited that person saw something in you to come and ask you to be able to pray for them. Know that you're heading in the right direction, that your light is shining. a lot of times we ask for prayer for certain things, and God has answered prayers, and you know, we don't even realize it. Sometimes it's worth writing down, because the little prayers are just as important as the big prayers. I told you guys I was reading devotions with my prayer partner, and I was reading this one devotion because I was just like, okay, Lord, I want to be a better steward in everything, in my time, in my finances. And this one was particularly for finances. And I read the devotion and whatnot, and then I got on about my day, going to drop my daughter off and doing my routine thing. Yep, my routine thing. I would go to Starbucks in the morning. If I didn't have time to cook breakfast, then I would go grab me some breakfast or whatever the case may be. But this particular morning, when I went to Starbucks, I ordered my drink. And Ahmad, that's my barista, y'all. That's just how often I used to go. Used to go. Notice I said that. Deliverance in the room. So when I pulled up and I ordered my drink, and Ahmad was like, it's so-and-so. And I said, wait, what? I said, what did you charge me for? He said, your drink. And I said, but that's like a $2 and something difference. He said, oh, yeah. They went up. And I said, oh. Okay, all right, I get it. He said, okay, we'll come around to the window. I said, okay, it was nice knowing you. So by the time I got to the window, and I was in a drive-thru, so I couldn't go forward and I couldn't back up. So I went on and paid for my drink, and the girl's like, okay, I'll see you tomorrow. I said, you're not gonna see me tomorrow. We are done. So I thought about it. I was just like, okay, whatever. I'm not doing that no more. By the time I got back home, I was talking to my prayer partner, and I looked down at my hand, and I said, the Lord, the Holy Spirit said to me, you prayed about being a more strategic stewardship and how I can help you. I laughed so hard because I was just like, no, seriously? Sometimes God has to make some drastic changes in your life, in the places where you are comfortable, in the things that you are so used to, in the very thing that you love the most, that he will help you in those areas. We can all think of something or someone that, you know, we prayed for something and we was like, well, why did that happen? How did that happen? Because you prayed for it. Conversating, communicating with the God can do anything but fail. And if you ask it, you said it. What did you expect? He's not going to fail. His word will not go out and return to him void. It will accomplish everything he sent it out to be, to do, to perform. Remember, Dion always tells us that we were a purpose before we were a person. So whatever God's plan is for us before we even got here, guess what? It's not going to fail. That purpose is going to be complete. That purpose is going to be complete. Everything that he said about you is true, is going to come to pass. That's why we can use his word and stand on the foundation of his word, which is truth, to be able to conquer some things, to be able to speak some things into fruition, to speak some things into manifestation. But we have to be able to trust God. We have to believe in his word. We cannot go day to day without communicating with Abba. You just can't do it. I don't know. I feel like I'll be missing something. I feel like I'm uncovered when I don't talk to him. When we get up in the morning, make a sound decision to commit yourself to pray, whatever it is. I like to close my eyes. Sometimes you can't close your eyes. You can't be on the freeway and close your eyes, but you can still pray. So whatever it is that you're doing, wherever you're going, whatever it is, commit yourself to prayer. It's communication. It's the power of agreement that you believe what God's word says about you, what you can do, how effective it is, not just for you, but for somebody else. So that's my share this morning. I thank God that he has given me a prayer life. I thank God that he has showed me that the things that I pray for, that he's listening, that he's a true and living God, that he honors my prayer. That makes me want to continue to pray without ceasing, to pray God's word, to seek him and find him. And Lord, I thank you. So that's my share. So we'll enter into our second greeting. If you joined this morning and you didn't get a chance to say good morning, we'll start with the order, God's order, which is men first. Is there any men that has joined the call that would like to say good morning?
Yo, 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 yo. Good morning, family.
Good morning, Eric. Good morning. Any other testosterone on the line? All right, there's no other testosterone. Any new callers or anyone that has been on the line or that want to say good morning, today is your day. Go ahead and say good morning. No new callers? Now, we all new creatures in Christ. Somebody should have said something. All right, now, everybody else, anybody else, everybody else want to say good morning? Give a shout.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Wanda.
Good morning, Wonderful. Thank you, ma'am. God be the glory. I heard persistent.
That was me, Brianna. Good morning.
Oh, hey, bro. Good morning. Happy
Good
Monday.
Morning, Rochelle. Great decoration. Thank you.
Thank you, Mama. You sounding better. We're going to keep praying and trusting God.
Better. Yeah, I feel so much better.
Thank yes, you. The power of prayer. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning, family. It's Angela. Good morning.
Good morning, Holy Spirit. Activate.
Good morning, it's Jubilant.
Morning, Juju.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. Great decoration. Hey, hey.
Good morning, Sister Lisa. Hey, hey.
Good morning, Michelle. It's Moxie. Hey, everybody. Good morning. Great decoration,
morning,
sister.
Thank you, sis. I hope you're feeling better.
Yeah, I'm feeling better.
The power of prayer. I was praying.
You feel me? It works. It works.
I agree. Look. Where two or three are touching and agreeing. Where is he? Right there. Anyone else want to say good morning?
Good morning, it's Elf.
Hey, girly, good morning. Well, we can roll on good over morning. Into love, life, and victory. Uh-oh, who's that?
Me. Good morning,
hi,
beautiful
me.
People. This is Ruth. How you doing, Rochelle?
I'm good, Ruth. How are you?
I'm well. I also attended the Joyce Meyer's conference here in Sacramento. It was at the arena, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it was powerful, yes. And I also went to see her in San Jose too with my sister-in-law.
Oh yeah, no, I wasn't chasing her. I was chasing my desire.
Right. I went because she was on that end. I said, girl, well, I'm going to come on out there and go with you, too. But we had a good time.
Okay.
She was one of my number one TV pastors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was. She is. I can't even say was. Well, I mean, because we used to watch her, but I still watch her every now and then. But yeah. She's so relatable. You know, she's she, I hope all the leaders are honest, but she's honest in, you know, how she feels. And she was, you know, there being able to tell us, you know, I really don't feel like that. This is it, but this is what's true. So yeah, that, I think that's what captured my attention, to be able to listen to her daily. And then when I wasn't at home, I would put the Bible, the audio Bible on just to play in my house as, you know, we were gone about our day. But yeah, and then I'll come back and put her on and put a couple other pastors on, because I needed the word to stay stay moving, and the motion in my house of the word, to pray the word. It's so important that we pray over everything.
Did you ever get a chance to read her book, The Battlefield of the Mind?
Yes, ma'am.
Lord, that, and did you remember the story about Ruth and the dress, the red dress?
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember it all, but yeah, she, that, yeah, that was touching.
Yeah. Yeah, we all have our things that we have trusted and prayed to God for, but a lot of times we don't, you know, we don't see the manifestation. It's because we're so busy study asking him for the same thing over and over again. He's not deaf. He ain't slow, as Deion said. I can hear her say, he ain't slow, but he ain't hard of hearing either. But we have a duty as well to have faith, to trust him, to make sure that we're basing our belief on what his word says, what he's done, what he's doing, what he'll continue to do. He has, we have all experienced him in some way or another, because we've seen the prayers of the righteous availeth much from in someone else's situation, or because they pray for us. It's time for us to do the same. Anyone else want to say anything?
Can you hear me?
I can. Hey, sis.
Hey, good morning. I was trying to get my little piece in before the little soldiers were marching here. Thank you so much. This word, I said good morning. I guess you probably thought it was Maddie, but an excellent share. And for me, growing up in a Methodist church, you know, tongues was something we were not, you know, the one, a few people who may have spoken in tongues during service, you got the ushers looking at you, because it's not just, it's not something that's really taught, or at least when I grew up in my experience. So my experience changed when I got older and, you know, started going to non-denominational churches, and then actually going to church with some of my friends who went to Pentecostal church and all that stuff. So mm-hmm. I get what you're saying. But also, you had me thinking about my Joyce Meyer interaction. And for me, her teaching about, like you said, she's so transparent and so real. So I really give a lot of credit to me listening to some of her stuff. And like you said, I'm not chasing her, but some things that God used through her helps me today. Mm-hmm. I wish I had listened younger, but when she talked about her and Dave and how in arguing, you know, some of us got to have a last word, and how she would bite, sometimes she ends up biting a hole in her lip, because even when you're right, you got to learn to pick your battles, right? Mm-hmm. So I had, that's where I'm at now with not just my husband, but with anybody. I don't have to, I'm not going back and forth. Okay, it is what it is. I'd rather have peace than be right. So she taught that. And then that it really is the battlefield of the mind. If you haven't read it, it's really, really good. So your share this morning, and just knowing you, getting to know who you really are, I love you for that. And I also love that you got lessons in timeliness, sister. Anywhere I'm going to meet before I get a whooping. But I love you. And Ahmad told me to tell you he got you.
Ahmad, like, where you been? I said, I told you I wasn't coming in here every day. But luckily enough, administrative day was last week, and lady bought me a gift card to Starbucks. Look at that, y'all. He's still working. Anybody else? I just want to mention that a consistent prayer life is a life that causes your heart, the sound, to be familiar in God's ear. Consistent, constant, his word. Anyone else?
Hey, beautiful.
Hey, I don't know who was first. I heard
I'll go then. This is Kat.
Okay.
I'll go.
Hey, Kat.
Look, hey, sis. Look, I was. I really enjoyed your declaration this morning, and definitely when you were saying little prayers, you know, it really, he answers those too, you know, and I'm so grateful because a lot of times I pray, you know, in the morning, but it's those little prayers that I be, you know, tilt my heart up to God for, and I'm watching him just really manifest and change things in those little prayers. So thanks for your share this morning. And I wrote down my P-R-A-Y. You feel me?
Yes.
Because
yes.
I want to teach it to my kids that way, you know. So thank you for your share this morning.
Oh, you are welcome, Kat. It's to God be the glory. And that's that yielding part. I think Dee Dee talked about it. But even the littlest prayers, when we think about that he has answered that prayer, thank him. That's why the word tells us with prayer and supplication, make your petition known to God with thanksgiving though. So if we thank him in advance, we're thanking him for him performing the word. And once he's performed it and we realize it, then thank him again. Cause then now it's us realizing that he answered the prayer.
Yeah. And that's that believing before you pray, you know.
Yes.
Yes,
yes.
Sister. Thank you for sharing that too. Yes.
Yes.
Good morning, it's Angela.
Oh. Hey. Hey, Angela.
Hey, I just want to say thank you so much for always being so thorough. I love the way that you teach. It captures, like, the inside of me. It's like I'd be, like, you know, listening for the next word. And of course it's the Holy Spirit, because when we speak, it's spirit that goes forth. And thank you for the P-R-A-Y. Come on here. And yes, I have my Joyce Meyer stories. I still listen to Joyce Meyer. I love her transparency, her honesty, her matter of fact. This is how I felt, and this is how Jesus came back and said,
exactly.
You know, it wasn't she does not teach in this condemnation. And I thank God for using her in that way, because he knew who he was going to reach through her. And the same thing with you. Thank you so much for your teaching. And God knows who you reach through your teachings. And I truly, truly appreciate it. And God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Angela. To God be the glory. I'm going to come to you real quick, but I just want to say that a lot of times, y'all, we hear stuff and we just take it as word and we run with it, but we have to search the word out. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us to search the word out. We have to search it so we can know it for ourselves. Of course, my mom introduced me to Jesus when she made me go to church every Sunday. Not that I'm mad. I'm glad that she did. But in watching her going to church, she knew what was going to be essential for me in life. So going to church every day, every Sunday, and going to Bible study, going to Sunday school, she knew that there was a foundation that needed to be built, at least so I'll be able to know who God is, who Jesus is, the truth, the way, and life for myself, and be able to possess the Holy Spirit because I welcome him in. When my mom got sick, she it was this one particular couple times that I would watch her, and her eyes was on me. I was like, why is she watching me? What'd I do? Well, she no idea, and she ain't saying nothing. But it wasn't that. It was that she was looking for the prayers that she had prayed for me to be okay, for me to know him. And then she said to me one day, she said, you're going to be all right. I think you're going to be all right. Because she saw the light that she was pouring into me through him. She saw it beginning, my light being able to start to shine and be able to know who he is and trust him. Go ahead, Juju.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
When I was thinking about what you were saying, that is a song, somebody prayed for me. Yes.
took some time and prayed for me lately. That song has really, you know, I'm seriously, I've been meditating on that song lately about prayer, because I know I've been living off the prayer of somebody, one of my ancestors or a friend of the family, but I have been living off the prayer. I just want to give a quick testimony. I started doing insurance maybe about 2 years ago. I started doing Prime America, and to be honest, I really was, this lady came up to me and she kind of talked me into, you know, about the insurance, about starting my own business. I'm following like a sheep, right? I'm really following. I don't know why I'm doing this. Like, I'm not a salesperson. Why am I listening to this person? All the way to the point where I end up getting my insurance, my life insurance, right? So then I get my life insurance, and then I didn't like the company, so I'm about to drop my insurance because I don't want it. So next thing you know, I saw this thing about Lincoln Heritage, and I'm like, yeah, I need to get me some insurance. So when I put some burial insurance, this man came over, and he walked in, he sold me my insurance, and when he left, I said, that's what I want to do. I'm gonna be able to help people. So when he left, I started with, and he ended up being my mentor. I started, you know, doing my life insurance with him. But now, you know, he taught me so much, and then, you know, it goes to a place where you got to teach, but you got to let your sheep learn for themselves. So I, you know, he kind of stepped back, and so I've been having to go out on my own and call and stuff, and I've been coming up short. And I was just talking to the Lord yesterday. I'm like, Lord, I don't know, why am I doing this? I mean, it's like, I didn't ask to do this in the first place. This wasn't something I wanted to do. It's like, why? I'm not really seeing anything happening. And so I wasn't going to plan on going out yesterday. I was just going to make the calls, but my husband got up. He goes out with me. He's like, are you going or not? I said, yeah, okay, I'm going to go. So I went out, and I didn't make no sales, but I had prayer. I prayed. Mm-hmm. There was one young lady walking down the street. She asked him for money. And first I kind of turned away because I thought, you know, in my mind, like, she probably on drugs or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So I turned her away. But then I said, well, she asked for change. Let me just give her some change. Right. So then I went to go look for her. She left. So when I would come back from the house I was trying to go to, all of a sudden I see her. I call her. And then, you know, I gave her a little card with some change. She said, "Are you Christian? Or, you know?" And you know, I was like, "Yeah." I said, "What? Do you want prayer?" She's like, "Yeah." And so I had to repent. I'm like, "You know what, sister? I need to repent." I end up giving her $10. I say, "I'm sitting there thinking that you know, just I didn't like go into detail, but I said, please forgive me, please forgive me." So I prayed for her, and I gave her my. Then I go to another house. The lady's not there, but there's two elderly women across the street. They're so nice. They're telling me, oh, I'll get the information to her. So I went over there and ended up praying for them. And I was like, this is the reason why. It ain't about, you know, because, you know, like you said, this is not our home, right? We're just passing through. Yeah. But the insurance company allows me to go into people's homes. It allows me to hear what's going on, use that fine-tuned hearing. Oh, pray for them. You know what I'm saying? Ask them for prayer. And it's like, so the Lord is, you know, so I knew when I left, I said, this is the reason why I'm doing it.
Right.
I can get into homes like this, right? So I just wanted to, that when you were talking about that prayer and praying for somebody, that just, you know, just lit a fire in me, you know, that right thing. But the Lord, you know, he answered, and he said, when he answered, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Got it. I got it. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. It's not about this.
It's not, you right.
You take care of me. It's about the people, your children. Right. Hallelujah. Right. So thank you
That's
for that.
That's our real job. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Every opportunity we have to draw someone to Jesus is an opportunity. Sometimes he uses our careers or, you know, something that we have just to be able, but it is so important before, and I'm laughing, Juju, because girl, we got our insurance license too. Me and my brother over there just jumped in and was like, this is not what I want to do. But it was just, you know, something on the side to do to make sure that, you know, we have multiple streams of income. Sometimes you
praying and doing certain things. If you don't see God first, you'll sure see failure in it. And sometimes he'll use that very thing to show you, you didn't come to me first, but because you love me, you honor me, and you serve me, I'll make it to your advantage. And it teaches you to be able to communicate with him and ask him which direction you're supposed to go in. What are you supposed to do with this? Who do I talk to? Stay away from, go. The same way that we pray and ask for things is the same way that we can get certain things off of us that has been put on us. Word curses, our generational curses, his word. Anybody else want to say something?
Hey, Rochelle, it's Persistent.
Hey.
I just want to say thank you. I love your style. I guess that's what I like your approach to teaching, and I love what you said this morning. It's so true. Everything. And I'm in agreement, 125 and then some percent. and I too haven't listened to Joyce Myers lately, but that was my go-to for years, and read Battlefield of the Mind. And like everyone, I'm in agreement. Everyone said what they needed to say about her. She's so down to earth and made it so real that you just gravitated toward her truth because she was truthful. And there's so many different things. I never forget when she told the story about it when she quit smoking. She was preaching while she was smoking. She said she had to run out in between smoking and in the back of her car. She would lie flat. She goes, and I know people saw the smoke up in the car, and they knew it was my car. I mean, that's just how real she was with herself, you know. And anyway, I loved it. And it's so true about praying. But one thing you said, your light is shining. I hadn't even thought about that. Because I do part-time property management job, and I'm like, you know, I don't even want to come out here that much anymore, Lord. But you can imagine when it comes to housing, how many people have issues with housing in the Bay Area. It's, you know, whether you can afford it or whether you missed your rent, whatever the issue is. And I have so many people have asked me to pray for them in that position. And you think you're there for one reason, but I know when that assignment is released, Lord will release me from it. That's what I do know now. But praise God. I just wanted to say thank you for your declaration. I love it.
God bless you too. Yeah, don't let not one opportunity fall to the ground. If he's giving you an opportunity in, again, your career and going to a place, you know, eating or just going somewhere, gas station, wherever, if he opens up a door of opportunity for you to be able to pray for someone, I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't put my hands on everybody now. I say a prayer because you got to be careful. You can't just be running out there and praying for people because sometimes, I'm not saying all the time, sometimes people will ask you to pray for them and they don't receive it. That's not agreement. So you just pouring yourself out, you speaking over God's word, it's speaking God's word over them, and they won't receive it. So you have to just be able to pray, you know, Lord, send me who you will send me to, and prepare their hearts to be able to receive it. And even if you walk away and that person isn't receiving it, say, Lord, I spoke your word. I put your word in the atmosphere concerning that person. They asked for prayer. And even if they didn't ask for prayer and you offered, but Lord, you said you will honor my prayers. You can't ask God for something and expect him not to do it. You can't do it. He's not a man that shall lie, nor the son of man that shall repent. If he said it, his word, everything in there, from Genesis to Revelations, it is so. I think someone was trying to say something.
Hey, I don't know if somebody was, but this Mox. Okay,
hey,
you
Mox.
Know what? Good, great declaration. But you know, a couple of just was thinking, power of prayer. And you so right, because any opportunity, like even My sister had just texted me too. It reminded me of my dad, how our dad used to always ask people to pray for us. I remember even in his funeral, a couple people had got up and said, "You always like pray for my kids, you know." So just, you're right, you know, just that agreement that he was doing in those moments, you know, just God was in that, you know, God was in that, because we the evidence of it. But I was also thinking about the praying.
Mother, yes, we are. Hey, walked in that thing raggedy. People used to look at us like we were crazy, and we thought it was them.
Al, you were about to say that.
Lord, right. Thank you, Jesus. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Beyond grateful. Oh my goodness, beyond grateful. It's a trip because my pastor still tells me that. I remember tears that came out of his eyes when he looked. He reminded me of, I just pictured your daddy at this altar saying, "Pray for my baby." And I was just like, "Oh, thank you, Pastor." But I was just thinking about also, right, when we go out and serve and we be out there, you know, praying with the people, with the unhoused, you know, that is so true, you know what I'm saying, of how the Holy Spirit lead and guide us in those moments, just to pray His word. You know, I remember before, I was like, oh, I don't know what to say, what I'm going to be praying for. Right? So, you know, when we really lean and trust in the Holy Spirit, it's a big difference. Don't worry, don't, because that's when you jump and you be fearful and you just be all everywhere, right? So for me, that's how, I'm so grateful for that He have given me that consistency of knowing, trusting Him when stepping out on faith, in that when it's a stranger, you know, with strangers, it's a group of strangers standing here, and you can, you know, take that opportunity just to point them to God, just to let them know the love of God, like whatever Holy Spirit may be, you know, pouring in that moment. And when I tell you, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. It's not just a blessing for them, but it's such a blessing for me. I'll be just like, thank you for filling me. You know, it's a feel for me too. So yes, those opportunities, yes, stand there and know that you're being effective. That, you know, it was like, I was like the first, like, you know, He changed my narrative in it, even in my mind of understanding. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh God, it was just like, no, it is. It shall be done. Mm-hmm. Now, I hope so.
Yes, so confidence. Like,
I'm walking away. I'm stepping away. Like, it shall be done. God is good. It's going to be done. You know, it's like, yes. But the power of prayer, just, man, even that shows how the enemy trying to get us off of it, y'all. You know, trying to get us not to. So you know, that even shows the power in it. You know, that's our power. And we got to hold on to it and just always just, you know, stay connected in that, you know, always. And that's why I was just thinking about what you were saying, that sister. And you delivered that fully in your declaration. Love you.
Thank you, Moxie. To God be the glory.
I touch and agree when we out there. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. But I touch and agree when we be out there.
Yes, we do.
Because it'd be a blessing, and then to see God's people yearning for it, not knowing what to say, but being in agreement of what thus said the Lord through us, you know, when we do pray. So God be praised for that. And I just touch and agree with that. Thank you.
Right. And don't despise the vessel that transports or sends out the word of God. The word is the word of God. You work the word will do the work. So it doesn't matter who it is, what they look like, the one giving the word, the one receiving the word, because it's God's word. It's going to do what it's going to do.
Yes, so you know, it feeds us first. You know, I sometimes go out there heavy. You know what I'm saying? By the time I leave that thing, I'll be so light.
Right.
God, thank you, God. Right. You know, for what He done in my heart. You know, so God be praised. You talk to ourselves first.
Mm-hmm. He is. You can put in whatever you want in there. He is a rewarder to those who diligently seek Him. Anyone else? No one. Well, I just want to remind us that to commit yourself to pray. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. That means being capable, having the power to believe the fervent prayer, which is passionate, and the advantage and opportunity to be able to speak God's word to someone, to yourself. Encourage yourself in the word. The word does the work. Make sure that we're praising him, that we're repenting, confessing and repenting, that we're asking God. There's nothing that you can ask him that's going to shock him. He already know. There's nothing that you can say to him that will make him say, did you just say that? No. And by all means, yield in your meditation time so you can be able to hear him and hear him clearly. The Psalms 51 and 10 tells us to pray, create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Ask God to purge those things and get all that other stuff, that hustle and bustle of the inside, your eternal inside, to get it out the way. I remember my science class, my teacher was older, but he used to say all kind of little nursery rhymes. But the one thing that stuck to me, if I don't remember one element, the thing that I remember is that he said, get that stinking thinking out your mind. Stinking thinking. So don't be stinking thinking. Think the word of God so it could be filled with truth. Anyone else before we get ready to go about our day?
Yes, so if I have to come back on that one, on that stinking thinking, listen, I was so mad at my brother, right, for some things, right? And I was speaking in an emotional terms, and I was convicted. My heart was convicted before I could go to sleep, and I had to ask God to forgive me and then go back to the couple mm-hmm. of people that mm-hmm. I said it to and told them to forgive me for that, you know, and to mm-hmm. pray for me and my brother and pray for him in the situation, because you can't think God gonna do anything. You know, if you want it right, you gotta pray and ask God to have his way, because he's the only one can do it.
Right. That was good, Kat. And
so that thinking is cold. You know what I'm saying? It'll keep you, mm-hmm. it'll have you in bondage with whatever you thinking about, you know, or seen or whatever. And that's that mm-hmm. inner scene, you know, that has to take place. And I was like, Lord, please forgive me, you know. And I'm just thinking different even of him, because I want to change. I want to see a change in him. And the only person can do it is God, you know.
Yes, come on, Kat. Come on. I when you hey, just said that, I was, huh? Who said that?
This is JD. Well, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to tell Kat that I'm telling you, almost every day I think about her saying, just listening to the word, or somebody was declaring, she was like, oh no, I had to call and say, oh, I ain't doing that. I'm denouncing that. I'm not doing none of that. When we're seeking God, when we're really seeking God to live right, it'll make you do some things quick, fast, and in a hurry. Make haste and get it right. Go ahead, Dee Dee.
Now, I was listening to Kat and to Moxie and to you, and just thinking about when the word says to delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. That's what we have to do. We really have to. And Kat, thank you, because thinking, shall we? I don't think we were the same fool, but I think it was one of my English teachers that would say that. What you think, she would say, get your mind right and watch mm-hmm. what you're thinking. And mm-hmm. even going back, like she said, when we have odds with each other, from siblings to parents to whomever, children, whoever. We have to be careful what we say, what we dispatch, mm-hmm. and even sharing stuff. And I've had to repent and ask Lord to forgive me, because we're people, so we're not going to always see eye to eye. We're not going to always get along. There's going to be offense. So we have to be mindful of what we say, but we also have to not recruit people to pray those prayers. Because y'all know, let's keep it 100. Sometimes we get do those get them prayers because we're in our feelings and we be mad and we want, hey, God, this is, you got to be careful with that. you know what I'm saying, and not get a rally around something because something happens. You have to forgive. And I tell this story all the time. When I was going through my divorce, I went to church one Sunday, and my pastor, Ricky Lynn Nutt from Bakersfield, it seemed like he was looking right at me. I know he wasn't, but he said, forgive in advance. And I was like, well, matter of fact, I ain't saying. You know, sometimes they say stuff. You're like, I don't want to hear this. Forgive in advance, because we know people are going to do stuff. And we have to be mindful what we agree with. We got to be mindful what we say. And then repent and renounce. And then go back and, if you can, and Miss D says it too, make some amends. Because life is short, and we don't want nobody to leave here with things not said or not fixed. Even if you never receive an apology, but you got to get it so that you're not walking around and people dead and gone and you broken and you can't, you know, function. And you can't, because we got to watch our mouths and we got to be mindful of what we say and what we agree to. So, Rochelle, what amazing. I am messy, but this is what I have to say to y'all, and y'all can, this is a prayer call, but she'll know she was a Starbucker, what y'all call yourself, and Pete is my thing. But listen, they don't even know my name like they knew your name, so what that if a mom,
you know,
said,
what
twin,
he delivered
what have
me.
You been
it was hard me? But that, he did it.
They did that song for you, twin, what have you been.
D.D., pinks is my thing.
Y'all can have peace. But one thing D.D. just said is, y'all, we can't be praying these prayers, you know, for God to do, I'm going to say, stupid stuff against somebody else. God is not going to go against his word. He's a God of order. He's not a God of chaos. So if you think you can pray and tell God to go get somebody, it's different if they've done something to you. He already knows your heart. He gonna come in like super God. He ain't no superhero, but he's super God because he's powerful. But he'll come in because he already knows the heart. He already knows your situation. But he not gonna go over there and allow you. Somebody said, I was praying that she came to my house so I could beat her up. Seriously? God is not going to send somebody to your door to get beat up or to beat you up. How about that? Why you think you about to get them, they going to get you, got to get God. No, I'm just playing. That's Madea. That's Didi. But don't think God is going to go against his word and who he is. He's not a God of chaos. He's a God of order. So anybody else before we pray out? All right. So, kind Father in heaven, we thank you for this opportunity to meet in this place, oh God, where we can come together and agree that your word is life, that you are life. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that we can pray and communicate with you, oh God. Lord, that we see the results. Sometimes it's not the results that we expect, but Lord, you show up every single time. Lord, you are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, and you walk us through the process from the beginning to the end. So Lord, we thank you that your plans are better than our plans, oh God, that everything that you speak, oh God, is truth, oh God, that your word will not return to you void, that it will accomplish everything that you sent it out to do, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, that you have our hearts and minds on your heart, that you are concerned about the things that hurt us, oh God, the things that give us joy, oh God, that you show up, oh God. Lord, we bless your name and we can call on you in any and everything. We thank you that you are Jehovah Nisi, our banner that covers and covers us, oh God, that you are victorious in our lives in every situation. So Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you that we have your word that is accessible to us, oh God, that we can call on you and talk to you, oh God. All we got to do is open up our Bibles, open up our phones, oh God. Lord, we know, oh God, that the word, we know the word. And if you don't get into the word, so, Lord, I thank you and I bless your name for each and every one as we leave this place, oh God, but we take your presence with us to go out into the marketplace, oh God, to be the light that's so shine that men will see our good works and glorify you, that we will continue to be the salt in the earth, oh God, that seasons and and savers, oh God, for you, that we will win souls your way through your word. And we thank you, oh God, that Jesus Christ is Lord and Lord of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a good day, y'all.
Have an awesome day, everyone. I love you.
Love you, BB family. Have a good
love
one.
Love y'all. Have a good one.
Love y'all.
Have a good one. Be a blessing.
Have a
day. What day?
Have a beautiful, blessed day.